Chaybetal Baba Zion Cheshvan, Oral Zion Cheshvan, Tuesday night. Vashelatnoi Haziva. So, Chaybetal Baba in Parakhamishi, Sharachuva, is breaking up each of the four components of doing Tshuva, and he's showing how each one has different aspects to it, different parts to it. Different motivations, things that round out that component, that make it complete, that show that it's real, or heartfelt, or full, all-encompassing. It's mashlim, the component. Or it's really different manifestations of the component. That's really what it is. It's not so clear in the Chavim about this, how he looks at this. Five things. Each of the four components, he says five things. Sometimes they're different ways of manifesting the component. Sometimes they bring to the component. They're like prerequisites. They're aspects of the component. For example, here, the second component is Azivas Achet. Gamken Chamisha. There's five conditions. He calls it Tanoim in this translation. But they're not really Tanoim. They're really five manifestations of this component. Echad Azivas Yoiz of the Chait. So you say, okay, I'm not going to have another cheeseburger. But if you really want to have a heartfelt aziva, he says number one is azivas kol mashiz Hashem imenu. Very interesting. Now I'm doing tshuva now for the chait of eating without a proper heksher. Right, so I picked up something, I saw it didn't have a good heksher, but I figured, you know, how bad could it be already? And even if there's something there, it's probably bottle b'shishim. Now, okay, I'm certainly not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to do that again. But he says, a true aziva sachet, that's what he's saying, is your determination to be aziv anything that is negative. Anything that's negative vis-a-vis Hashem. Anything that keeps you away from Hashem. Not just the one particular thing that you did an Aveira in, but true Aziva, it's, but he's not doing Tshuva even on the Anachato now, I'm saying. You're doing Tshuva on the eating without a Heksher. So now he's discussing five aspects of that Aziva. So one aspect is that you're oizev anything that Hashem told you not to do. Like that's, it's in a larger context. That's really what he's saying. Oh, that's really what he's saying. It's a chiddush then. He's saying it's not a self-contained unit tshuva. Okay, I'm going to do tshuva for not wearing tzitzis. I'm going to do tshuva for not making a bracha. It's like, you affected the whole body. And they have to make amends, so you have to be ozev everything that you consciously are doing wrong. And you're not even doing tshuva yet for those things. But the etzum aziva, so you have to hook it up with everything else that's going on in your life. Aziva is kol mashiz Hashem imenu. It's a general attitude, it's not really tshuva. In that sense, it's an attitude of you changing maslulim. Are you going from self-centered? Let's say you can't really do it in one step, but if you want to jump, you go from self-centered to avodas Hashem. On the highest one, there you go. Ka'amro, pasuk in Amos, sinu rav ehuv tov. But Tzigu B'Shar Mishpat Ula Yechlan Hashem Alakei Tzvok Osher Yisrael. Shenura, it's more klali. I don't know the rest of the pasuk. I don't know clear how it's fitting it in, but certainly it's the sinner of Avotol that he's being madish now. The universality of the zivus achet. For Omer Yazav Rosh Darko, again with the Darko, not just as Avera, but with Darko. Okay, Vasheni, the second aspect. So first of all, it's universal. True tshuva cannot be done out of context. Now, again, he doesn't say it's ma'akev. He's giving you a picture of the full tshuva. The full tshuva is one that spurs you to think about any area in your life that you're not doing something properly. V'hasheni azivus hamuter ha'mevi lidei yisr. This is like the gather of the Dorim, Shoglut Precious. You see you're being Nichshal. You see, you're not going to walk down this street anymore. Because you know you're going to be Nichshal if you walk down this street. So that's a real Aziva Sachet. Like, you're so scared of doing it again that you're eyes of it, Mikol Vakol. You're eyes of it. You don't go where it might be a remnant, a reminiscent of that. Aziva Samut, maybe the day Yisr, you're going to. Which brings you the day Yisr, right? Tvarim sheish mehem sofekim, sheir mehem, torim or yasurim, v'shomer al mitzus ha-tzadikim, shema yim esrachkim, shivim shorim en ha-mutr, v'chasha sheir echel m'shari ha-osr. It's the walls to the city. K'ayin ha-siyogim, shakalim, l'zon ha-shayin, v'amus ha-sir b'tara. So the first one is really to be eyes of anything that's against Hashem's will. And the second thing is the second one is even to be eyes of something mutter. Even if something's mutter, you're eyes of it in order not to be nichshal on something also. No. Yes, it's the same idea, but for a totally different reason. It's the same pa'ula, but for a totally different reason. The Ramban is teaching up Kedoshim to you. He is talking about it as a methodology of Aziva Sachet. You're ozev it with, like, let's say you have to run away from a bear attacks your camp. You're ozev the bear, you run the other way. So he's running away from Chet. He's not just, okay, I won't do Lashon Hara anymore. You know, he says, okay, Monday and Thursday, I'm not going to talk anymore at all. So that's like, wow, what an Aziva Sachet. He takes Aziva Sachet very seriously. He knows he was Nichshal. He knows, right? So they take a stop after a while, they stop making siyogim.
How does that work with, like, the Rambam wrote something about the Shabbos? If you're not nichshol in the same, if you have the same nisayon again. Meaning here, if you're making so many siyogim, you're never gonna, which is a good thing that you'll never come to faith again, but you also won't get Tshuva Gemura.
No, that's what I explained. If it doesn't happen, right. If Hashem's made it. So. Anyway, but here we're just talking about Aziva Sachet. We're not talking about any other. So number one was that, number two was that. Vashlishi, that the Aziva Sachet should be when you have the ability to continue doing the Chet. The Aziva was Averus, Baal, Sheesh, Lo Hayacholus, Vefshorus, Lassos. Okay, so the Aziva Sachet that's coupled with a real fear and trepidation about an onesh. So that's a good thing, not a bad thing. It might be against it. So that's, again, that's a chelik of aziva, like a lamdish point. It's a chelek of aziva. Chelek of aziva is even dvarim hamutarim you left behind, because they might lead you to esav. And the shlishi is that you're able to do it. That's a richtig aziva. It should be l'shma. The aziva sachet should be for the right reasons. Yori Hashem. Lo mi pachad b'nei adam, not because you're scared of what people will say. Lo mi tikva mehem, because you hope they'll say something. Lo mi bushim b'neihem. Lo yekim yishenemar bohem, but you're also a mitzvah sonoshim l'umadam. Lo yekim yishenemar bohem. To the point is that after Yoyod HaKoyen, he reverted back to doing bad. Because the Aziva Sachet was not proper. Chamisha Shiachlo Melasa Sora, Yisyoy Shemenu Lagambi. So five really sounds like the fourth component, which was that you're not going to return to the chait. But here, that still could be true, but the Rambam is discussing it here. But the Chagavov is right from the perspective of okay, so there's five aspects, Azivas Achet. One is Azivas everything, that makes it more universal. Another one is Aziva out of fear you might transgress it, to the degree that you're even making Mishalim, right? You're keeping away, you're making Gedarim, you're making Siogim. That's how much you want to be Oiz of the Chet. Third aspect is you want to be Oiz of it, so you have to show that you want to be Oiz of it, you know? It's when you have your Koyach and the ability to do it again. Number four is that the Aziva Sachet should be Lishma, not for people with power and reason. And number five is it should be an Aziva that you're not going to come back. Aziva Sara. In a way that you won't do it again. So that really sounds like Kabbalah, but he makes it a dimension of Aziva. A dimension of Aziva that you're never going to do it again. Okay, we'll stop here.